The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Joined now by Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson. Good morning, Senator. I hope everyone in the Johnson family is healthy.
Good morning, Hugh. I hope you're staying healthy as well.
Yep. I want to begin with your request yesterday that the letter sent to herself by Susan Rice, President Obama's former national security advisor, be declassified. Is that correct? Did you request that?
Yes, I did, both myself and Chairman Grassley had requested that early as well. I think we're getting indications that they may have declassified a little bit more of that. And I certainly want to take advantage of the fact that Rick Grenell is still in there as acting director of national intelligence and doing just a fabulous job of transparency along with Attorney General Barr. These men are heroes and patriots, and they're being so grossly attacked in the mainstream media. But they're bringing some transparency. Hopefully, we'll get this this email that Susan Rice wrote to herself very oddly 15 days after a meeting. It's a CYA email. There's no doubt about it. But I'm not sure that she's covering her you-know-what or President Obama's. It's very odd that, for example, in her response to an oversight letter sent by Grassley and Graham, she claims that the White House counsel asked her to write this. There wasn't a White House counsel in the meeting that we know of, so what was all that about? So there's just so many unanswered questions about this very odd email that she wrote as she was leaving the White House the day of the inauguration.
Now, I was asked by Al Sharpton on Saturday, and I read about it in the Washington Post this morning, that there was, what is Obamagate? My answer is the intentional interference with the peaceful transition of power. What evidence, I was asked, do we have for it? I point to the January 5 meeting between the vice president and the president, as well as Sally Yates, the acting attorney general, James Comey, and Susan Rice. That is the key meeting, is it not, Senator Johnson?
Well, I believe so, but there's so much more to this. And you're absolutely right. You know, America is known for our peaceful transition of power, where one administration, one party respects the wishes of the American people. And, you know, assists a new president and his team to come in, because they realize what an enormous task it is to be to run the government, to run the most powerful nation on earth. So, you know, generally what would happen is people will assist the new president and his new team to get them, you know, up to speed as best as possible for this almost impossible task. That's not what happened here. I've been saying for quite some time, based on our oversight, that members of the Obama administration purposefully in a coordinated fashion began an effort to sabotage this administration since the day after the election that continued through the transition and then holdovers. People like James Comey and members of the FBI continued that all the way through and up and through the Mueller probe. But that entire thing was set up, I think, completely wrongly, because the FBI knew by the end of January that there was no collusion with Russia. And yet James Comey, on his way out the door, set up the special counsel and drag this country through another 18 months of a mini constitutional crisis. So there's an awful lot of unanswered questions that remain.
Now, on Monday, Attorney General Barr said that former President Obama nor former President Biden are targets of the Durham investigation. Does that surprise you, or is that consistent with what you understood? I wouldn't have imagined either of them to be targets because of the way our constitutional system works. But are you surprised that the AG said as much?
Not really, because, again, I think what John Durham's trying to do right now is just find out what happened. That's certainly what we've been trying to do. You know, I've always felt, my involvement in this oversight really goes back to March 2015 when we began our investigation of the Hillary Clinton email scandal. And I always felt she was vulnerable under Section 793F, which is the under the Espionage Act that holds you criminally liable. If you, through gross negligence, mishandle national security information. In that section, it also says if you have knowledge of somebody doing that. We just finally received from the National Archives the emails that Hillary Clinton sent to President Obama, and it's very clear that it doesn't come from Hillary Clinton State Department.gov.classified. It comes from Clinton.com. So President Obama knew full well that Hillary Clinton was using a private email service, and he tolerated it. So I've always felt that the cover-up, the exoneration of Hillary Clinton, was largely undertaken to protect President Obama. So it began there. I believe his culpability began there. And now when you really find out that on January 4th, they were going to close the file on Michael Flynn because they had found nothing on him. There was nothing to really further investigate. And then you get direction from the seventh floor of the FBI. That's James Comey's office. Hey, let's keep this thing open. We might have a Logan Act violation on him. And start finding out that Vice President Biden and President Obama knew full well, because Sally Yates was basically brought into that knowledge by President Obama himself. So, again, there are an awful lot of unanswered questions that I think both the president and the vice president have to answer. They may not be targets of an investigation, but they have questions they need to answer.
They, I think, are political participants in a chain of events that is quite scandalous, if not criminal, for some of the participants, but the attorney general has made clear not criminal for them. Have you read the Susan Rice letter in its classified form?
I have not, because it hasn't been classified to members of Congress either. So I'm hoping, again, that Attorney General Barr and Director of National Intelligence Grinnell get this declassified and make it public.
Can you speculate for us what they talked about on January 5? Because, again, I go back to president and vice president, that's Obama and Biden, acting Attorney General Yates, FBI Director Comey, and National Security Advisor Rice meet together in the Oval Office on January 5, about which Susan Rice writes this memo for the file, which is the weirdest thing I've read, the parts of it that have been declassified. What do you think they were talking about?
Well, you hate to speculate, but again, they're talking about, should we handle and do we need to be careful about giving certain information to certain members of President Trump's transition team, including President Trump? And of course, it was the next day that James Comey set President Trump up in his meeting with President Trump that he later said that he executed that perfectly. So again, there's just so much that is suspicious here, so many odd things that occurred. And, our job in Congress is to make this public. People have a right to know. John Durham's job is to find out if there's criminal activity and whether he wants to prosecute. My job is political accountability, and that means transparency. That means doing oversight and making that public, which is why we immediately made the names of the people that requested the unmasking available to the public as soon as we got it from Rick Grinnell, because I want other people who are very knowledgeable, like Andrew McCarthy, for example. He takes that information and he starts piecing some more of the pieces of the puzzle together to start explaining that maybe General Flynn wasn't unmasked here. He might have been a target of overseas surveillance, possibly even by a friendly power that just possibly might have been cooperating with our CIA. Who knows? It's all speculation. Those are the questions that need to be answered.
Talk to me a little bit, Senator, about what the significance of this is. Because, again, either progressives are pretending not to understand or they're just dumb as a rock. Because what appears to be a concerted effort to set a booby trap for President Trump, to put landmines into his administration, is obvious to everyone who steps back and says, the briefing that James Comey gave the president-elect was clearly intended to mislead him, outrage him, and divert him. And there appears to have been a consistent effort to hide information and to destroy information, as we've learned from the struck in page emails. What did they intend to do? Were they trying to cover themselves up for having assisted Hillary in wrongful ways? Is that what you're suggesting?
It's a real possibility. The other purpose of that January 6th meeting was to give a news hook so that BuzzFeed would publish the salacious, unverified, and really within a few weeks, FBI fully knew full well that it was a false Steele dossier. What just got revealed, my staff went down in the security area, read the FISA report with a fine-tooth comb, found four footnotes that had been redacted, that were classified, showed them to me that completely refute some of the information in the FISA report. And what it really revealed is that the FBI knew that the Russian disinformation campaign was directed at President Trump through the Steele dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton.
I have got I've got David Yost, the Attorney General of Ohio, coming on next hour. He and 14 other state's attorney generals have filed a motion, an amicus brief, in Judge Sullivan's court, urging him to dismiss the charges against General Flynn immediately because the judge does not have the right to prosecute in the American system. Do you agree with that, Ron Johnson?
Absolutely. I mean, Michael Flynn has been, you know, exposed to something, and he had done to him something that never should have been done to an American hero like him. Now, remember, Obama fired him. They didn't like General Flynn because he was accusing them of not really going through the treasure trove of information from the Osama bin Laden compound. I talked about the Obama administration conducting foreign policy out of willful ignorance. But, Hugh, the text that I continue to highlight is December 15th. And Page, or struck text Page, think our sisters are leaking like mad. Scorned and worried and political, they're kicking into overdrive. 6 days before that is the Washington Post headline, the CIA's secret assessment that Russia intervened to help Trump win the White House. That is, I believe, what happened. This was, I believe, a massive disinformation campaign, diversionary operation, probably divert attention from what they had done during the Obama administration and you know, possibly the exoneration of Hillary Clinton, and setting this administration up to fail, planting that false story. You know, the other thing that is interesting is we did a report, 125 leaks in the first 126 days, 62 had to do with national security. That compares to 8 under the Obama administration, and it was all about the Russian hoax.
Let me ask you about apples to apples unmasking. There is an article out that says, look, there are thousands of unmaskings under President Trump, so why are you concerned about these 39 unmaskings? I point out the apples to apples is how many people were unmasked in the incoming Obama administration by outgoing George W. Bush administration people. Do you have any idea what that apple to apple comparison is, Senator Johnson?
No, we're going to look at that, though. I do know it's very unusual for people in the White House to be requesting unmaskings. This is normally done at a far lower level. But Hugh, you know, what I'm asking is the mainstream media knows who leaked and what they leaked. Now, you know, listen, I'm all for press integrity and they're going to protect their sources. But when their sources give them false information, when their sources give them false information that leads to a special counsel that spins up a completely false narrative of Russian collusion with the Trump campaign, I think members of the media have a responsibility to report that story. They know what happened. The rest of us are trying to dig it out. We're trying to surmise. We're trying to figure out.
Yeah, but they got owned, Senator. Right. They got owned. They don't want to admit to being owned. It's like getting dunked on in basketball. Some source from somewhere dunked on them, and they don't want to admit that.
Well, I understand. They were either duped or complicit in. Somebody in the mainstream press ought to come clean.
All right, Senator Ron Johnson, always a pleasure. Thank you, Senator. Keep pushing hard. I look forward to reading the entire Rice memo. I appreciate your pushing hard.
Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, my friend.